All right. You're listening to Approximate Knowledge, the only educational podcast. You're listening to Approximate Knowledge, the only educational podcast you'll ever need.
I was going to say we need a little bit more oomph in that, Jimmy.
Yeah. My name's Jimmy Dixon.
I'm Heather.
And yeah, you're not going to be listening to us long.
Yeah, actually, this isn't Approximate Knowledge. This is actually a podcast called Snuff Said.
Yeah.
Our friend Ben is featured on this episode. It's kind of like our first crossover episode.
Well, it's kind of Ben's thing. We're just kind of stealing it.
Yeah, we're kind of just stealing it because Ben doesn't know how to edit, guys. I have that responsibility now.
Yeah, but they'll have a Facebook page and Twitter and every.
I feel the right to take it and just put it out as my own.
Yeah.
So enjoy my theft. Next week, we'll be talking about copyright laws.
Can't think of a place to start.
We could just
what is your podcast name?
Yeah,
my podcast name is Ben.
No,
you're the name of your
the
podcast.
the show name.
I guess we could do Snuff Said. Yeah,
my podcast name is Ben.
Is that like your Christian name?
All right, so just like
start from that.
You're listening to Snuff Said.
You're listening to Ben.
And I'm Ben. Then I'll jump in. Heather will jump in, and then we'll move on to the topic. Yeah.
Well, let's just use all that, and then we don't have to do introductions. Because honestly, that's my least favorite part about doing a podcast. It's just
the introductions. Yeah, it just sounds so ingenuine.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
It sounds so rehearsed. Well,
yeah,
you're
that's
listening.
I usually I hate when there's like rehearsed stuff in there. And then do some air horn noises.
Yeah.
And
listening to your Snuff Said.
Throwing a few bazingas.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Yeah.
Ben.
A little rat-a-tat-tats.
No bazingas.
All right. Today we're going to be talking about.
Absolutely not.
Today we're going to talk about Stephen King's It, which is a film about a killer clown, I guess. Kind of. I guess he's like an ancient creature who feeds on children's fears. That sweet, delicious fear of children.
Like a normal clown.
Yeah. Like every clown.
Like normal clowns do. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, they're ageless monsters.
He's awakened from slumber every 27 years to eat children in their fears.
Stephen King picked the number 27.
27?
I couldn't have rounded it off.
I don't know why 27.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, 21 is like an important number, but there's significance in the number 27. And it's not even exactly 27 years. It's like,
please explain to me what the significance of 27 is.
Yeah.
The significance of 27, in olden times, there was that story about the 27 dwarfs who built the kingdom.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
I thought you were going to say the 27 dwarfs that lived with Snow White. I was like, what?
No, that was kind of like a more modern retelling of the story, but in the original version of the story, the 27 dwarves build a kingdom after they slay just the nastiest fucking dragon you've ever seen.
Oh, you know, that reminds me, actually. What do you think of the film, actually, first? What do you think of it?
It was way fucking better than the original.
Oh, yeah, the original was garbage, dude. I tried to go back and watch it, and
Doesn't fucking hold up.
Yeah, Seth Green's in it.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
I would
love
to see him play the older version.
Where the hell did they get those actors from? They are the fucking weirdest looking people I've ever seen.
What, in the old It?
Yeah, like.
I'm assuming you're not talking about the children.
The adults are like the weirdest looking people, and the guy's got like a fucking gigantic.
They are. Richie is like the weirdest fucker I've ever seen.
Yeah.
They're all like, they look like someone that your mom would date after your dad died.
It's so true.
Yeah, it is. Ben's supposed to be like a handsome, fit guy, and they got some weird fucking lumberjack-looking motherfucker.
Who?
Ben, he's the guy who He's got a great name. He's
Ben Hanscom.
I thought you were talking about yourself.
He's a fat boy. He's a fat boy. He grows up and becomes an architect.
Oh,
yeah.
I guess. I don't really remember like too much about it.
Yeah,
I watched the beginning the other day, and I just could not get through it.
After we saw the movie, we came back and watched the best of on YouTube.
Yeah.
So you're saying the only good part of the old series was
Tim Curry.
Well, I mean, was rather Tim Curry.
Yeah.
Hands down.
Tim Curry.
I like Tim Curry's portrayal of Pennywise better, I think.
I don't know. I like
just because I think he's scarier. I think he's creepier. He looks like a regular old man dressed up as a clown, and that's scarier to me than a guy who fucking doesn't look like a human.
I like that more, though. I like the kind of supernatural, like, otherworldly look to him. He looked like a predator.
Oh, yeah.
He played
that,
it like
a snake.
That
was the sort of idea that Stephen King, you know, had, I guess.
And
he's supposed to be, like, as old as time. He came from the dawn of time or whatever.
Mm-hmm. And they didn't even hit on that mythology at all in the first film.
Oh, I mean, there's some parts in there that wasn't exactly, you know, faithful to the book that much. There's one part in particular that I was missing, I was looking for, and that's when they're in the sewer,
mm-hmm.
and they need to try to get out, and Beverly comes up with a plan.
Ben.
I knew you were going here.
Oh my god, did that movie not have you on the edge of the seat thinking it was going to happen, though? Like, the way they sexualized
really
those children, I was like, they're not going to do it. Oh my god,
yeah,
they're going to do it.
They sexualized the fuck out of those kids.
It's probably the most important part of the book.
Yeah.
Hear me out.
Jimmy said many times, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah,
it
just logically makes it makes no
it doesn't
fucking
make
sense.
Any sense.
How else
the whole book is about a transition from you know, childhood to adulthood, you know, going through puberty, I guess, or whatever. And I think, you know, Beverly, when she just kind of takes the power back, she uses her feminine power. It's really a feminist
message.
Act. Yeah. And how she does that is she lets all of her friends who are also children take turns fucking her. And
I mean, that's one way to portray.
It's literally what Stephen King said.
Yeah, I read what he said about it, and he said something like something like really just brushing it off. Like,
yeah, I mean, Stephen King's also kind of a hack. So
he's like, you know, a little bit. Maybe that's your fault for sexualizing children or something like that. And it's like
stop
dude,
it,
it's
Stephen King.
Fucking,
come on.
Like, I mean, it's hard because he puts out so much content, and so much of it is at least good, you know? Mm-hmm.
That car really rattled his brain when he got hit by it. Scrambled.
That was before. He wrote it before that happened.
Yeah, I know, but like he said all that shit afterwards.
He was also doing a lot of cocaine back then.
Yeah, he did a lot of cocaine.
He was doing a lot of cocaine.
And he was drinking a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
I just think that Stephen King, like, he writes something out, and he's just like, fuck it. I don't know how backspace works. I don't know
good
how
enough
to re-rate.
Now,
there's like, if
I
you
have
no,
Heather,
I can,
ben,
I can
I
really
know
relate
this
with that though.
What? Like, a Stephen King novel, there's so many fucking like poorly errors. Chosen words and fucking like spelling errors and just
no, he's fucking
grammatical
awful
errors.
No, I relate to that though. Like, after you're done making something, you're like, fuck it, I don't want to fucking go back and do this again, god damn, and just like get it out, it's
yeah
fine.
I mean, there's no such thing as like
a you can tell when Stephen King is writing a book that he just wants to get it over with and go on to the next thing, because
yeah,
he just ends it in the
like
stupidest way.
He gets another idea and he's like, fuck, I don't even write this anymore.
He's like, I don't even want to do this anymore. Why am I doing this? He's like, oh, and then it turns out they kill the monster, but this guy dies. Okay. And it's an alien. Bye. Yeah, that's pretty much how he does things. But, anyways, getting back on topic, Tim Curry. Heather, I showed you what he looks like nowadays.
Yeah.
Now, Jimmy, have you seen him lately?
Jimmy didn't know he had a stroke either.
No, I didn't.
Would you I've rather seen him play it in the new movie. Would you have liked that movie?
No. What, like in a wheelchair and all
out? Yes.
No.
No. That would be too sad.
I really like the job.
Everyone knows that sewers aren't wheelchair accessible.
Okay. I have to say something about the It movie. When it was Cary Fukunaga's original script, it was a fucking way stronger movie. Like, they fucking wasted the character of Beverly, and they destroyed the character of Mike Hanlon.
Where'd you read that?
I fucking downloaded it. Oh. I downloaded the original draft of the script.
I'm going to take a look at that. I didn't know that it was out.
Check it out. I mean, you can find the script for any movie.
I mean, they sexualized Beverly, but that's exactly what Stephen King did. I mean, not just with the sewer scene, but with...
Well, they sexualized all those children.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you read the book?
Stephen King's kind of a hack, too. So, like, I'm not going to, like, say, oh, keep his original message, like, intact. Like, Shining was better as a movie. I'm not going to say it was better.
I already heard
movie.
That in your Misery other better. Podcast.
Yeah.
All right. So let's go into other clown movies.
Other clown. I think it's a rich Hollywood tradition of turning clowns into killers.
Yeah, it's been around for a long time, actually. Like since the 30s, like killer clown movies specifically.
I've seen some really fucked up clown movies.
Really?
Yeah.
Like what?
Vulgar. Shakes the Clown.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's a really fucking dark clown
movie. I was looking up clown movies, and I didn't see those at all. I did watch one for this called Clown or Cloin. Have you seen it before?
No. Oh, wait, is that a newer one?
Yeah, it was made 2014. It was produced by Eli Roth, in part.
Oh, I know what that is. I've never seen it, but I know what it is.
The Man Who Laughs.
How did people start getting so scared of clowns?
Well, I'm going to get into that.
Another happy children's thing that can just turn horribly into a horror movie.
Yeah, I think it might be just like the children's
just
thing.
Like everything,
but,
I guess. Like
another
dolls.
Movie, I don't know if you've seen it before. I was singing it a lot earlier. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you've seen it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you guys watched that before?
Oh, yeah. I've seen this many fucking times.
I don't know if I can bring myself to watch that movie.
Oh, it was always on Sci-Fi.
What was that one movie we were talking about on with Tony? The really long title.
Oh fuck, I don't remember. But it was like a horror musical. It sounded like it was really fucking horror, like before its time. Bad. But I guess it was fucking awful. But it's like one of those movies you gotta see.
Yeah,
kind of like The Room or Trolls
like
2,
whatever. But moving along, Rob Zombie seems obsessed with clowns because he's got the original House of 1,000 Corpses.
Yeah.
Which I watched again recently.
Yeah. How did that hold up? It's been a while.
It had a very indie feel to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Devil's Rejects got like, I think they got like an outlaw sort of thing going on. Like, you know what I mean? Like sort of outlaws on the run. They're kind of the heroes, the Firefly family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I guess Captain Spaulding, which is the clown, has a way bigger part in that.
Yeah.
That guy really just needs to play somebody creepy at all times. I don't know what's the actor's name that plays Captain Spaulding.
Fuck. I forget his name.
I forget his name too.
But anyways, see, that guy's got the worst face. I don't know how else to explain.
Fucking Fruity.
His face, Tootie fucking Fruity. Yeah, he's weird. He looks like fucking chewed up bubblegum. His fucking face. It looks like
he has the face of a clown. Like he was meant to have clown makeup.
Yeah, he looks like he's worked in a carnival before.
Yeah. So the movie was The Incredibly Strange Creatures Who Stopped Living and Became Mix-Up Zombies.
It's quite a title.
It is quite the title.
It's a good title.
It is. That's like the kind of movie, it sounds like one that you want to watch.
Guess how much it cost to make it.
$65,000.
No.
$15,000.
$38,000.
$38,000. Damn, that's cheap.
Shit. They made Clerks for like that amount of money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it doesn't have like zombies and stuff. It doesn't have any actual need for makeup.
And it doesn't have a musical number.
Yeah, that's right. It's a musical.
Oh god, the choreography for that must be like ridiculous.
It's gonna be a
nightmare. Did you see the trailer? I guess it came out like 2016. 31
I
by
seen
Rob
that movie.
Zombie.
Yeah, I seen that one. It sucks.
That is also about clowns. Have you seen the movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it any good?
Yeah, I didn't like it too much.
Yeah, I figured I wouldn't like it either. I didn't really watch it.
Yeah, it's like just like any other Rob Zombie movie, honestly. It's a little too self-indulgent and I mean, there's nothing wrong with like hyper gore.
You know
what?
I kind of like the Rob Zombie movies. They kind of like, not a lot of things like scare me, but they're kind of like tense, you know? I don't know. I like that. I like the tension.
Yeah.
And,
the little unsettling.
You know, and the Halloween remake wasn't bad.
No, I actually like the Halloween remake.
Yeah. You know, the second one looks terrible, but...
Yeah, the second one, I saw that one in theaters. That is fucking...
He made a sequel where he, like, gives him the hospital or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he... the Halloween is being remade by... what the hell is his name?
Danny McBride.
McBride, thank you.
He's writing it with David Gordon Green, and David Gordon Green's directing it, and John Carpenter is the executive producer. It's going to be fucking good, and it's a direct sequel to the Halloween series. It's not a reboot.
Yeah, and one of the points he was making is that the shape, what is it, Michael Myers, he is going to be able to be killed, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So before, like, it was really big, like, a slasher trope that the monster can't be killed or whatever, so they can make more movies. But he made a point that it's more scary if they seem more human and able to be killed, which I agree with.
Yeah, yeah.
And do you then like the that movie more? Talking...
Do you, like, you don't like the? Would if you would had your choice in a horror movie? If you, let's say you're making a horror movie and you have to just start with the simple premise of a more human monster or a more supernatural monster.
See, that's kind of hard question, because I really like The Thing, and it's, you know, not a human monster. I guess it depends what kind of film you're thinking of. The sort of like home invasion movies are like the scariest to me, because it's like the most real situation and it could actually happen, maybe, is why I'm scared of it. I'm not sure.
I got a fucking movie that you'll love. I know, a horror movie. It's called Martyrs.
Yeah, what's it about?
It's a French film. It's all right. Ooh. This
French seemed pretty good at horror. I've seen High Tension. That was good.
High Tension.
The French are very good at horror. They do horror well. A lot of Europeans, they do horror films very well. Martyrs is like it's just this hyper tense thriller. And it starts out, this girl has been locked in a warehouse, and she's just being tortured, beating her, not feeding her. And she has to shit in a bucket, and she's like tied to a chair. But she escapes and goes into a... an orphanage, and she lives the rest of her, like, not the rest of her life, but up until her adulthood in the orphanage. She meets her best friend there, and the girl finally figures out, like, the people who kidnapped her and kept her in captivity, and she goes to their house, and that's where the film really
starts. So it's like I Spit on Your Grave.
A little bit. There's a little bit more to it than that. She's haunted by
what's it called again?
Martyrs. It's really Martyrs. Fucking good.
I'll check it out.
It's got a couple of really good twists and turns to it. It's definitely a movie worth checking out, especially if you like horror and those kind of thrillers.
On topic, Clown, the movie I mentioned earlier, or Cloyne, neither of you have seen it.
Mm-mm. Nope.
So what it's about is, the story is that clowns actually come from an old Norse demon called a Cloyne that would devour 5 children in the winter, 1 for every month of winter.
Now, are we sure on that pronunciation?
Cloyne. That's what the monster's called. The clown is just
the Cloyne
made after it. I forgot that it was actually a murderous creature.
That was
their
kind of thing. Like, it was tradition, or did they do that to appease an evil god?
I mean, it's, you know, what happens in the movie is the guy, the main character, his kid has a birthday party. They book a clown, but the clown can't make it for whatever reason. So he finds in his attic a clown costume. He puts it on and, you know, goes, gets birthday party, and everything's great. And then when he falls asleep in it, it like starts molding to his skin.
That's like the premise of that Goosebumps movie.
Yeah, that's exactly
ripped
premise.
It off
where
from
she
it.
Wears, she wears the mask, the spooky mask, and it starts molding to her face the longer she wears it.
Yeah.
Did they rip off Goosebumps?
Yeah,
maybe
so.
It sounds like it.
Yeah. I mean, I can't play on that.
So the suit molds to his skin. You can't take it off.
Not rip that off.
Yeah, for real.
They rip off the clown nose, but it like rips off his skin.
And didn't fucking Aqua Teen do that exact thing in an episode?
Who is this, Eli Roth?
I think they did.
Yeah.
Eli Roth.
Eli Roth. He's not the one who wrote it. I think.
I thought you said
Peter
Eli Roth.
Stormare, the guy who wrote. He's either the director or the writer. He of Big Lebowski and Fargo.
Oh.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it's pretty big.
He wrote it.
Let me just check my facts.
All right. Yeah, so it's called Clown. Oh, Eli Roth stars as the clown.
Oh.
Oh, it's directed by John Watts.
Yeah.
And okay, the film stars. Okay, sorry, that Peter Stormare.
Wait, no, it's not,
okay, the, he was
mind.
Sorry. Peter Stormare is the guy who's in it.
Okay, yeah, so Eli guy. Roth was, is just a producer.
I'm sorry. Yeah, Eli Roth, a producer. Peter Stormare was in Big Lebowski and Fargo as one of the actors. He was the guy in Fargo who was like the quiet killer.
Oh yeah.
Oh, the guy who wrote this movie co-wrote Spider-Man: Homecoming.
Hmm. Oh, great! I didn't watch it. But
you didn't
watch
that?
No.
And there's a killer on that one too.
He's in it. He's the guy who Peter Stormare is the guy who he's worn the suit before, and his brother got him out of it by feeding him five children because his brother worked at a at a children's hospital.
That is so fucking convenient.
Yeah,
it was very convenient. And then he's like, it's not worth it, we gotta kill you or whatever. So that's pretty much where that movie goes. It's pretty good, actually.
Yeah,
check it out.
So you have to eat five children in order to break the curse.
Break the curse of the clown.
Yeah. Would you eat the children or die?
Well, are you gonna die?
Yeah,
or are you just gonna be a clown?
Yeah.
No, because you're the clown until you eat five children. Otherwise, they have to cut your head off in order to kill the demon.
Okay, well,
I don't get it. Like, yeah. So what happens if you just go full clown?
Yeah,
do you
what
just,
happens then?
I mean, you're going to go full clown.
Do you go, like, full killer clown and you kill them anyway? Or are you just going to, like, kind of just be a big silly for the rest of your life?
Yeah. I mean, you
well,
get really
you're
good
a cloyne. You're not a clown. You're a cloyne.
Okay.
So you have to, you turn into a monster, and you're that monster seeking out five children.
So you're
going to
kill the five
children. You want
anyway?
The children. You're, either whether these. You want to or not as a person, you're going to get the children. But the question is, if you knew it was going to happen,
me.
Would you just eat the children, or
no.
would you let somebody kill you?
I'd like, let the choice be taken from me.
Yeah.
I'd cut my head off.
Yeah,
I'd be like, okay, so
I'm
either going to kill
you,
five
Jimmy?
Children now, or I'm going to kill the children later.
Yeah,
and I should probably
kill
not do
children.
That. I'm probably not going to do that. So let's just kill myself. And
it would probably
I wasn't
be
expecting
very,
that.
Like,
I was expecting you guys to kill the children.
Like, you're expecting us to eat the children?
Yeah.
Why? What do you? What kind of monsters do you think we are?
Do you think we're some kind of clown, Ben?
I'm a Ben. Are you? Yeah. What kind of clowns do you think we are?
It's us or them, all right?
Ben, would you eat the children?
Hell yeah, eat the children.
Fuck. Good question.
Why?
That's what children are for. If you're in a situation where you're starving, you eat the child.
Eat the child first.
Yeah.
Eat the child.
Eat the child.
Eat the child because he's weaker than you. You can overpower him.
That's solid.
He's green, you know, he's a growing boy. He's probably got some good nutrients
good,
in him.
Good nutrients.
Nice lean meat.
Nice yeah, not meat. Like me. My meat's probably shitty from all the shit I've done in my life.
Living too fast.
Yeah.
I'm no good to eat.
Those children have some... probably delicious. I don't know, but
oh god!
Either way,
that
so reminds both
me,
you was... wouldn't eat the children. How about if one of you got the curse? Would you feed the other a child?
No,
five children.
Would you
cut their head off? I'd probably get a kick out of Heather's hijinks.
Yeah, I'd probably be like, Jimmy, you're going to the hospital.
You're off to clown college.
You're off to clown college with you, clown boot camp.
I'm not
straight
sure
your
if that's
ass
how
out.
It works.
You're the wrong type of clown. You need to turn into a funny clown.
So your solution would be you send him to clown college.
Yeah, my solution would be sending Jimmy to clown college.
Yeah.
in a tiny car.
That,
I'd pack him up in a tiny car and send him on his way.
I don't think you guys know how this works. But anyways,
I feel like they just didn't find the right college for him to go to, and that's why this whole movie
he's not
awful.
A fucking clown. He's a cloyne.
Well,
he's a fucking
the right cloyne college.
He eats children.
Well, every clown's been in that boat.
Yeah.
In that position at one point in their lives.
Every
so
clown's been in
every
that
birthday
car.
Clown has had to fight the urge to eat children in order to
every single
perform
one
for
them. Every
yeah.
single one of them. They just got
that's
into the right
clown that's what makes a good
college.
Clown performer,
you know what?
Is that
that makes
that
sense,
yearning.
Actually. Yeah, that answers a lot of questions.
Yeah,
like John Wayne Gacy and everything. He did not go through clown college.
No,
no
he
no,
didn't.
No.
Clown.
You know, I don't even think he graduated from clown high school.
Damn.
Yeah,
yeah that's,
he didn't
that's
like children
one.
Though. He liked young
yeah.
boys.
Yeah, he liked
clown
young
101.
Boys.
Yeah, the first class is don't have sex with children. Second class, don't eat the children or don't murder the children. Rather.
Yeah, it's like a 3-course class, and then juggling somewhere in there.
Then yeah, then juggling.
He didn't actually go to clown college. He went to a vocational clown school. So okay. He could get a certificate and enter the workforce, and that's why he ended up working at KFC.
He's a fucking liberal, that's why.
Yeah. That's exactly what I was getting at. Was he? No, he wasn't liberal. He like worked.
He was liberal. He was highly active in the liberal society.
Really?
He's a Democrat, rather. He's a Democrat. Sure?
Yeah. Maybe I'm thinking of Ted Bundy.
He owned a KFC. He was like a big. He was a,
KFC seems pretty Republican to me.
Yeah, and just pretty
he only worked at KFC for a little bit. He
He was a manager of like.
He like owned
a
one.
Few KFCs.
He was a man. He was a manager for one, and he. We'll get more into him later, but.
Oh, we got more.
He took a picture with the president's wife at the time. Who was it?
Was it Lady Bird?
Lady Bird.
No, no. It was. Either, it had to have been Ford.
The guy who owned the peanut farms.
Jimmy
the
Carter.
The peanut farm.
Jimmy, Jimmy Carter. Carter. Jimmy Carter's like wife. Jimmy he took Carter a picture with her.
Yeah.
Because he's a big, big Democrat.
Because he's a big old Democrat.
Big old Democrat.
That's why he killed all those young men.
Okay. So, the Joker.
Ben. Okay, before Joker. We do that, can you just please Joker. Can you please do an Alex Jones impression?
Ooh, you got a good one?
I don't listen to a lot of Alex Jones. Jimmy, could you do one for us?
Yeah.
Do you want me to do my
Alex
Jones?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, do your Alex Jones.
All right. I just want to see my kids again.
I just want my kids back.
Gay bombs.
Fantastic.
I don't know.
Gay frogs.
I'm kind of. I think I need a few more cigarettes, and I can get really into it.
Oh yeah, that's something you need to chain smoke for. Okay, you're
you
saying
need to
the
fucking
Joker.
Drink heavily is what you need to do. Because I'm pretty sure that's what he does.
Yeah.
The Joker. Let's move on to the Joker from Batman. Because he's just, like one of the biggest. He's what everybody knows as far as like clowns go.
Is the Joker a clown? I never really
he's
considered
like a jester?
Him a clown.
He's, no, he's a clown. He's got the white
jesters
face.
Jesters and clowns.
And
see, that's a question I don't know the answer to. Is are jesters and clowns the same?
Yeah.
Well, ben. I'll get into that here in a second.
Are you really?
But, yeah.
Oh.
There is a rich history to clowns.
A rich clowning history. Rich clowning tradition.
It's actually surprisingly lengthy. Like, there's like a ridiculous amount of information about them and a bunch of books and stuff.
Is the clown gene something that you can detect on a test like 23andMe?
Yeah. Is it a recessive or a dominant trait?
Yeah.
That's a good question.
Like if
I think
two
it's like where they can
kind of
test your brain in an MRI machine to see if you're a pedophile. Yeah, something like that. Probably something exactly like that, actually.
You could probably only find it after you die. Like they have to like saw like, your skull in half and then like dissect your brain to find that clowning gene.
To see if you had it. It's like, oh, that explains.
Like that's why
like they do to NFL players.
Exactly. That's why so many clowns donate their bodies to science.
So they can find their wife-beating gene.
Effort to find a cure for clowning.
Can we please start like a charity for a cure for clowning?
Let's cure clowns.
And funnel all of our money
please,
into it.
No more clowning around.
No more clowning around. I love it.
Oh,
okay,
man.
Jimmy, I bet you have a lot to say about the Joker.
I have a few things.
Yeah. Yeah. What do you think of him as a villain? Like,
I think he's a more interesting plot device than he is an actual villain.
Well, there's like a weird, there's a very common theme between Batman and Joker that the Joker is like he's like the anti-Batman, and there's some weird like sexual thing going on.
Do look like they can throw down with each other.
Yeah, the chaos and the order.
Start climbing around.
You know who does that? That picked up that element, the sexual element of Batman and his enemies the best, or Batman's repressed sexuality, is Grant Morrison in
Arkham
Asylum.
That one.
Yeah, Serious House on Serious Earth.
There's really good art in that. Yeah, he really, really went into that homosexual vibe between Batman and the Joker.
Yeah, I like that.
Not even just that, just like Batman's general repressed sexuality.
Batman's general homosexuality.
No, not even homosexuality, just his sexuality in general.
Oh,
Batman.
Is Batman
like, everything's
of sex?
Dirty, doesn't want to touch you.
I could see that.
Like, well, the Sandman.
Ew.
Not the Sandman, fucking.
I feel like Superman would be the same way. Face.
He's supposed to represent, like, disease and, like, unclean sexuality.
He's like a Boy Scout. He's like
Batman's a fucking prude.
Man.
Yeah, Batman's, like, total fucking, like, 80s Republican.
He's like a sociopath, Batman.
Yeah.
He's a billionaire.
He, like, puts on a mask and shit. He's, like, literally could be a serial killer.
Yeah.
I feel like the Joker's not a very good villain. I feel like someone fucked up and he accidentally became more of a villain than he ever was intended to be.
Yeah, I mean, he's the Joker.
He's an
so
inconvenient
he's not even, like,
prankster.
Really, like,
All right, here's a question. Jared Leto, good Joker or the best Joker?
What kind of question is that?
It's a two-part question.
I guess.
So there's only two answers, though.
I do enjoy a white trash Joker. I'll say that.
Yeah.
Is that what he is?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. Trailer Park Joker. Yeah, Florida's Joker. Yeah.
It looks garbage.
Florida has been underrepresented in DC.
In the DC universe for too long. Until Jared Leto came on the scene and fucking put it on that.
We need more Juggalos movies.
Yeah.
I've been saying it for years. All right, so you asked earlier, when have clowns become scary? Well, let's look into the history of clowns. So the first recorded history of a clown is a pygmy clown. I don't know what a pygmy clown is.
Pygmy clown? That sounds like a bird.
Yeah, it does. Performed as a jester in the court of a pharaoh, Pharaoh Dakariasai, during Egypt's 5th dynasty around 2500 BC.
Oh, so Egypt started clowns?
I guess, but it's like one of those things where, because in 1818 BC, clowns were in China. It's like one of those things.
And China, like, see, dragons. I would think that white people would be like all about the clowns first. I thought that, like, I'm just surprised that it was originated in Egypt and then China.
Heather, there's white people are too busy hiding kids.
God, they're fucking appropriating culture all the way back, like making it their own. Like, white clowns is such a white people thing. Is it just me?
I mean, it must have evolved that way. It's like one of those things with, you know how dragons, there's a figure, you know, a depiction of dragons in every single culture. They're like separated from each other. It's some weird thing where everybody wants a clown. They all know what it looks like and they want it.
I don't know. I think it's just one of those things like some guy just put some goofy shit on his face once and they're like, that's fucking hilarious.
That's hilarious. Look at that guy with his fucked up face.
Yeah. I mean, that's probably like one of the first, like day two of humanity. Like some
day two of humanity. That guy's fucked up face.
Aztecs had clowns. At least in 1520 when Cortez went there.
Huh.
They had Aztec fools, dwarf clowns, and hunchback buffoons.
Okay, so it seems like they just take people with disabilities and put them on displays.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess that's
actual fucking horrible.
Yeah, I'm thinking like, it seems like they're fucking sideshows.
He took all of these.
So that's
Cortez took all these back clouds. To the Pope, who loved him.
Fuck.
Most Native American tribes had some sort of clown character, and these clowns were an important role. They played an important role in social and religious life of the tribe, and in some cases were believed to be able to cure diseases. So they were like medicine men.
Oh wow!
They could get spray you with the seltzer water and give you a honk and call it a day.
You know what? I'm not against it. So one thing about clowns is that they're sometimes given the freedom of speech, and that kind of made them important throughout history. Yeah, they're given the freedom of speech because they make jokes or whatever, and I guess the emperors found it funny if they, you know, said whatever the fuck they wanted to. In 300 BC, a Chinese emperor was building the Great Wall, and he wanted to paint the entire Great Wall. So the Great Wall already cost thousands of lives, and then he wanted to paint it, which is going to cost thousands of more. The legend says that his jester, Yu Zi, was the only one who dared to criticize his plan, and then when he joked about it to the emperor, you know, he made some joke. I guess, so there's a lot of things that I've heard of what he actually did, but it seems what he did was he drew a giant dick on the wall, and then he said he was painting the wall, and then the emperor was like, I'll make you paint the entire one. And he was like, but I'm colorblind. And
all apparently right, that was funny. Dick knows I'll paint a fucking wall with dicks. fucking weird.
Now he's a Chinese national hero.
Chinese national jester.
When did they remove the dick?
That's a good question. I didn't mention that. It might not even be true. It's probably not true.
That doesn't sound true, but...
You know what? I like that one, though.
I do like the idea of it. Yeah.
I like to think it's true. You know what?
I bet that's what that movie is only about what you believe. With Matt Damon.
The Great Wall.
Yeah, the Great Wall. Yeah. He's actually the jester. And
he paints the wall.
He paints a dick, and then they fight.
So the Harlequin, do you know what the Harlequin actually is?
The Harlequin?
Yeah. No, I don't know.
Yeah, I didn't either. So I guess it started... in Italy, as part of plays, theater, Italian commedia dell'arte. And it's a nimble character who dressed in colorful diamond checkered clothes. Mm-hmm. And he does like somersaults and flips on the stage instead of walking.
More classical jester that we think of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like Harley Quinn. It really is a lot like Harley Quinn, the character. I don't know. I didn't have a lot of faith in comics to depict it correctly. But yeah. Originally, it was played as a manservant who tries to trick people out of their money, but usually fails because he's stupid.
Oh.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. What they said. There's like, he's like, it's really complicated. There's a lot of history of Italian theater and the, he's a type 2 zany, apparently, whatever that means.
Type 2 zany?
What's a type 1 zany?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's like hepatitis. I don't know.
He's got some sick D&D stats.
An alpha zany.
Yeah, right? The character zany. Eventually evolved into the prototype of a romantic hero for some reason, because he always pursues his love interest with wit and resourcefulness. Jeez, can't speak. Yeah, that's what a Harlequin is, apparently.
They have those kind of characters in like almost every other Hollywood movie.
Yeah, like when you first started talking about it, I was like, Hunchback of Notre Dame, bro.
No.
Was he in a clown costume?
No, like they have all those jesters. And
I was thinking more like that art.
I haven't seen it in a while.
Like, the rogue that tries to steal people's money but is too fucking incompetent to do it correctly. Like, you get those kind of movies all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a classic character type. And it went to, I guess it was called something different in Italy, and the Harlequin, I think, is the French name for it. But anyways, there's a female version called a Columbina. But what we now know clowns as is the circus clown. And that came from around 1800s, a guy named Joseph Grimaldi. And got, you know, the classic white face paint, the colorful hair, and he did physical acts of comedy. He started the slapstick, essentially.
Do you have a section about rodeo clowns?
I do not, actually.
Ben, you really missed out on some rich clown history.
You know, I got this all from one website, and I'm going to tell you about it here in a minute. So his name was Joey the Clown, his clown name, rather. And he's depressing as hell. Like, his whole life was, like, depressing. His wife died in childbirth.
Yeah,
his
son, favorite clowns are sad.
Yeah.
Yeah, his son died of alcoholism when he was 21.
Yeah, hit the liquor hard to do that.
And his slapstick routines had actually left him disabled and permanently in pain.
When was this?
This is around 1800s. Huh. Early 1800s. He once famously said, "I am grim all day, but I make you laugh at night."
That was his last show.
Actually, he did say something at his last show. He had some benefit, and he was like, "My run is over," or something, and then
something
he died.
Dramatic, and then he died right there, right on the spot.
Yeah. Right on the spot, yeah. With I don't know. But he's generally seemed to be a sad figure. Even though he's like a happy clown, he's the first sad clown because his life was sad. Now, I've been getting all this information from a website called blackface.com.
What?
And the reason... Yes, black-face.com.
Okay.
And the reason I got it from there is because it was the first to show up on Google when I typed in clown history.
Wow, that's a...
Yeah, it's a little controversial. And guess... go ahead and give me a guess of who would own a website like that.
White supremacists. Did you go to a white supremacist site to fucking figure this out?
I don't know. It does seem like something Quentin Tarantino would own. Like, because the way he goes into it is like, oh, this is a terrible racist thing. But it's, you know, it was pretty interesting, too. And the guy who owns it, I looked up the guy who owns it, and it's the whitest old dude you'd ever seen. And you know he just watched that shit. He's just, like, laughing at it and stuff.
What is it called again?
Oh, black-face.com.
Black/face.com.
Oh, my fucking God.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ, Ben.
I didn't make it. Fuck.
How did you get any of that fucking information from here? This is all about blackface.
Wait, so you got...
First one. You know, it went into the history of clowns. Fucking... If you go all the way to the bottom, it goes history of clowns. And it makes sure to mention that blackface is an important part of clown history. In fact, it ends with it.
This I'm seeing this is the only thing on this site.
Yeah, I don't see anything about clowns.
Hold on a second.
It's at the end. He's got a terrible navigation thing.
It's just a site about...
How did you navigate the site to get to clowns?
I searched it in Google, and then it brought me to one of the links, to the link of clown history.
Speaking of brownface, there's a very famous... Orson Welles made a movie where Charlton Heston was in brownface to do play a Mexican in Touch of Evil. It's fucking really weird. It's really... The whole thing's really dated, but it... I mean... Other than that, like, I think that's a movie that could be remade.
Yeah. Well, I guess, I don't know. I guess they're considered clowns too, blackface.
I don't think so.
I don't know, but that's what this says. That make sure to go into that in detail.
Jimmy, have you been able to find anything about clowns on here? Because
no,
I haven't either.
Absolutely not.
Well, There's nothing.
I would argue that blackface is actually... The appreciation of it is actually patriotic. George Washington was a huge fan of blackface.
Well, of course, George Washington was.
When it was brought to America, it thrived in the Americas, as you know. And there's different types of blackface.
No, yeah, I see that.
Notable.
Yeah, we see all the different varieties.
Yeah, I see. There's a ton of them.
There's a lot of them.
They also have a thing called Jude Face at the very bottom, but nothing about clowns.
Well, the notable blackface minstrels include... Zip Coon, who made a mockery of free blacks.
Ben, we see.
We see,
I know.
We see.
I need to go
it's there.
This.
Yeah. We know.
Okay, so I typed in blackface clowns.
To appear dignified. Look at the picture of the buck.
So are they trying to... Okay, so this... Ben.
I didn't make this website.
I know,
this
I know.
This is about history of clowns.
Okay, so is this site claiming that blackface origins come from clowns?
Yes.
No, they're not.
Yes, they
are.
No, they're not.
Yes, it is. It says blackface origins
and
clowning.
Go all the way to the bottom, and I'll say history of clowns and to blackface.
Totally backwards.
This seems like they're just dismissing what they're doing. So you got all of your information from here.
No, it doesn't seem like they're dismissing
it
at all.
But
like,
good,
this shit
I mean, it was a good list of information about clowns, history of clowns.
No, I mean, it doesn't seem like it's taken any kind of... stance one way or another on it just like
yeah
you know, this
just
is what the
talking
fuck
about
happened.
The history of blackface is... can we just get over the blackface
we
right?
Get over blackface
okay Ben
just the way
I
you say it
this.
Just the way you say it
I know you didn't write it
I mean this is kind of a
this is history, this is facts.
Good guide to kind of like
it.
General racist stereotypes
yeah
like
yeah
the, I'm looking
this is
the,
where they came from this
I'm looking at the brown face one right now. And they have, you know, the Latin lover, the sexualized, shady character. They got something pretty interesting in here. I'm looking through the blackface, the enduring legacy, Spike Lee. Like, it just kind of...
Yeah, I saw that.
Spike Lee's a...
He's saying modern-day blackface.
Yeah, and which makes fucking a lot of
which
sense.
I guess he's arguing, like, shows like The Jeffersons, is not really modern, but is, like, modern-day blackface.
No, yeah, and, like...
I need you all to
Jesus.
Watch this video.
I can't do it, Ben. I can't do that. I can't in good conscience.
In good conscience? You are wearing blinders, my friend.
Wake up, sheeple.
Can we get back to the topic of clowns?
You see the world with your eyes open.
I don't need to be depressed by this. Is it relevant to clowns?
Yeah,
really. I guess.
I don't think so. I think
we'll skip past that.
Yeah,
let's stick to the white face.
Let's move out of that.
Yeah, let's talk about why clowns are scary, not why people are scary.
Why are clowns scary? So around the same time, Grimaldi or Joey the Clown was around, 1800s. There was a French counterpart, Jean-Gaspard de Paris, better known as his stage name of Perriol. I don't even know how to say that. One day he was walking down the street when a young boy started insulting him. He then proceeded to beat the boy to death in broad daylight with his cane.
Oh my God.
Jesus Christ.
He just beat the kid to death. And he was ultimately acquitted for the murder. One French literary critic said around that time, "The clown's art is now rather terrifying and full of anxiety and apprehension. Their suicidal feats, their monstrous gesticulations, frenzied mimicry, reminded one of the courtyard of a lieutenant Lunatic Asylum.
That's a fucking serious quote. What year was this? 1800s, I'm thinking?
Yeah, that one was from 1876.
Shit.
It was 1800s when that guy beat that kid to death.
The last of the good clowns.
Yeah.
The last of the good clowns.
The day the clowning
died. That's when they made him good.
The day that clowning died.
Imagine if you saw like some guy beating a kid to death, a man in a clown costume beating a child to death in the street.
I dream of that kind of thing all the time.
I like, dream of such excitement.
Yeah.
I'd be fucking horrified.
Yeah, like I'd be horrified if there's anyone beating a child to death in the street, though, honestly.
Yeah.
But I think you'd be more so if it was a clown.
I'd be like, what the fuck?
I think if it was a clown, it would probably give me like a moment of pause. Like,
yeah, I'd be like, that's not real.
Something fucking going on here. Yeah. Like, where are the cameras? Ashton Kutcher, get out.
I'll die.
Yeah, I think I would be like, that's not real.
Yeah.
That's not real.
Hey, Ashton Kutcher. Oh, you punking
me. Hey, Ashton, where are you?
Oh, you punked me.
Yeah.
Yep. Now, clowns are actually scary to a lot of people. Are you scared of clowns?
Not really. I mean, they're spooky.
Yeah, there's something unsettling about a clown, but I wouldn't say that I'm afraid of clowns.
Yeah.
Not clowns in particular.
I think there is. Like, when they try to be scary, it's not really scary. Like, if they wear, like,
I was
you know,
always,
weird clown mask.
I was scared of, like, characters, like, dressed up characters, like, you know, the ones you'd see at Disney in roller skating rinks.
Oh, really?
Like,
the giant
one,
heads and stuff?
There was one at one roller skating rink, I think it was a panda or some shit, scared the crap out of me.
Start crying when you're a kid?
Yeah, I cried.
Yeah, I don't know, I think, like, what?
Do you remember that?
I do remember, really I was just thinking about that. I remember Heather was always afraid of...
Dude, when I was a kid, I was scared. I was scared of everything. I think that's why I'm so fucked up now. Like, I remember when I was a kid, I was like probably like 8. I had a babysitter who, for some reason, I think it was more like 6 actually. The babysitter showed us Candyman. You ever seen that before?
Yes.
What an awful babysitter.
Dude, she was terrible. Like, that movie's terrifying. It was like, so that the whole premise is that there's this guy, I guess, in the ghetto, whatever. And I don't know how he died or whatever. Now he appears in the mirror, your bathroom mirror, if you repeat his name. It's like Bloody Mary. If you repeat his name 3 times, and he's got like bees coming out of his mouth and like has a hook for a hand.
Yeah.
And
didn't
I remember I was like shitting in the backyard. I wouldn't go in the bathroom for like a week. My brother loves to tell that story.
I've heard that story multiple times growing up with you.
From his brother?
No, I've heard it from Ben multiple times.
I didn't think I told anybody about that.
Oh, no. I've heard it many a time. But...
Yeah. My brother loves to tell that to any sort of girlfriends I have or, you know. Yeah, it's a good story.
I would say your babysitter is bad, but our dad let us watch The Shining when we were like 5 and then chased us around the house with an axe.
That is awesome.
I mean,
psychologically damaging, but it's pretty funny.
Didn't the Candyman, his death had something to do with bees, if I'm not mistaken? I don't think those bees are just like random.
They're coming out of his mouth, so maybe
bees.
like force-fed him bees or something. I can't remember.
Something like that, because that's just
force-feed someone bees.
Yeah, but it's just a weird power to kind of just pick up if
your
death had nothing to do with bees.
Yeah, the actor actually had bees in his mouth. That wasn't like special effects.
Yeah, it was good casting.
Yeah. Yeah, those bees really did a good job.
Yeah, good casting on the bees. The dude fucking, I don't know, they like sued them later too for making him do that. I'm not sure what the whole defense was. Maybe just like terrible work conditions.
Well, I mean, he came back for like every other fucking Candyman movie, though. So.
It must have been not
that's
that
true,
bad.
Yeah.
Once they found out that they weren't going to be making a fourth
one. Started being like Bloody Mary after a while, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I heard that they were going to remake it or reboot it, but all right, that's besides the point. He's not much of a clown.
back to clowns.
I mean, I was kind of scared of it when I was younger, but it's.
Oh, dude, that movie
scared
the shit out of me. I remember I was at a hotel with my grandma and her friend or whatever, and they went to sleep, like old people do.
Mm-hmm.
And
old people
sleep. Yeah, old people, am I right? My brother, he put it on, and I'm like, turn it up. But yeah, no, I watched the whole thing, or I wasn't the whole thing, just like, I think it started, like, because it's a series. somewhere in the middle, and like he was coming out through the shower drain.
Oh yeah, classic.
Yeah, God, that scared the shit out of me.
Beep beep, Betty.
Beep beep, beep
Betty. Betty boy.
Betty boy with the pom poms. Yeah, like a big silly.
big silly.
I think that movie would have been way scarier if you talked like that.
Anyways,
if you talked like Jiminy Glick.
A lot of people are scared of clowns, and a lot of psychologists have said because they wear makeup or whatever, which hides their true emotions. You know, they always have that big fake smile.
That's also why men are afraid of women.
you're right. You're correct.
Yes.
Sort of like, you know, they look happy all the time, but... you know,
on the inside, they're very sad.
It's concealing whatever sort of feelings you have under there, whatever.
Yeah, just like women. You know, okay, I'm done. The last one.
All right. As far as real life goes, in the IRL, as the kids say, John
say
Wayne
that.
Gacy, yeah. Between the years of 72 and 78, he murdered at least 33 teenage boys. And I think it was like 29 he kept under his crawl space.
Yeah.
He buried them underneath his crawl space, and he would prefer the youngins, as they say.
Not too young, though.
I remember hearing that, like, he first was just molest kids or whatever, because he was, like, part of this thing called the JCs. I think we had that in Florida, the JCs.
That was a punk venue.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well, the JCs was like a
clown
club,
child molesting ring.
The JCs was a club in Chicago.
I don't think he did in Chicago.
He got caught, molested a bunch of boys, but they kind of swept it under the rug, and he got kicked out.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. The first time he killed was he got, like, a male hooker, a young boy, whatever, had sex, woke up, and the boy was above him with a knife. Then John Wayne Gacy grabbed the knife, and I think he choked him to death. He strangled him.
Yeah, and then, he likes strangling people.
Yeah, he likes strangling people. I think because it was less messy. I'm not sure why. Maybe just like the look in their eyes.
Yeah, it was something. Mm-hmm. But he wasn't really bloody
killer. I think so,
because
he said he came in his pants when he did that.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. And the reason the boy was holding a knife is just because he made him breakfast. Betty felt silly. Yeah. That's a really good hooker. Imagine a hooker making you breakfast.
Yeah, that's really nice of him.
Mm. Well, he is a really nice hooker. I wish he didn't do that. Yeah, so then from there he realized that he liked murdering kids.
Yeah.
Little boys. And the rest is history.
The rest is history.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes for murderers. Like, they do something fucking violent, and they're like, wow, that was hot, and then they keep doing it.
Yeah, it's like always sexual for serial killers. It's nearly always sexual.
Yeah.
Not necessarily. Not Zodiac
for females. It's not
Son of Sam. Or
it's never really sexual for females.
I can't really think of one right now.
Oh,
female serial killers.
Sexual
serial killers. There's that one chick in Florida.
Oh, I don't remember her name, but I know the one you're
she
talking
got
about.
Killed. She got executed.
Are you talking about Eileen Wuornos?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah,
that's right.
She didn't do it for sexual thrill.
Yeah.
No, she didn't
did
do
it.
Nobody,
her,
no women did for a sexual
lady
thrill.
Love and for money.
Only dudes like killing for a sexual thrill.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's one.
I mean, there's like the Angels of Death or whatever that they're the nurses, Heather, who murder people, and they're like, and I laid with him and I felt.
I've
his
never
last
heard
breath.
Of a nursing story of them doing that.
You never heard of that kind of thing?
No, I hear nursing stories about women who go and they'll like. Purposely poison babies, and then they're like, oh my god, he's not breathing, and then they save the baby temporarily, and then they're like, oh, you're such a little angel for saving my baby, and then she'll like kill it permanently.
Yeah, they do it for the for
they
everybody
for
feeling
the
sorry
attention.
For them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I forget the name of the syndrome, but yeah, that's Munchausen's, one, and then the Angels of Death is a big thing, but John Wayne Gacy would do his
out.
MO was
he's dreaming
he
about
would,
clowns.
His MO, well, yeah, he, of course, had the alter ego of Pogo the Clown, and he would go to a bunch of birthday parties, and I don't think he was Pogo the Clown when he murdered anybody, but I guess it's all, you know, only he knows.
Yeah.
He would give the kids alcohol and drugs, usually weed, and then offer to show them a rope trick or a handcuff trick.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
Like, what's that? And he's like... Oh, I'll show you. He puts the handcuffs on him, whatever.
Yeah.
And then they go, what's the trick? And he's like, the trick is you have to have the key.
Yeah, and then they're like, "Stop it, Johnny! You're ignorant." And then, and then like, he starts killing them, and then they're like, "Oh shit, this is for real."
And then they need make a tourniquet knot around their neck, which is just like destroy their throats. And yep, and then he buried 29. Yeah, it was 29 underneath his crawl space and threw the rest in the river because he ran out of space in his house.
Why?
What do you mean, why you ran out of space? Because he passed so many fucking dead children.
I meant, why would you bury him in a crawl space?
Because like, it's the place you can watch over him.
I was trying to find females that do killings for a sexual thrill, and the first article that popped up is the hottest women ever accused of murder. I hate people.
It's all just, that's the internet for you. Okay. Casey, he died of lethal injection May 10th, 1994.
Is it a top
of age 52. You know, only the good die young.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
He took up painting, didn't he? And he would paint pictures of clowns.
Yeah, he painted Pogo the Clown and stuff.
And then he would sell them
a bunch
money.
Of paintings. But then they made a law that made it like illegal for inmates to profit off of their crimes.
Yeah, he started selling them, and they're like, "Hey, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
Sue me.
Fucking sue me then." And then they did.
Sue me. Yeah, I think his last words were "kiss my ass" or something.
Yeah, and he ate a big old bucket of chicken before he died too. That was his last meal. Was KFC.
A bottle of melatonin. This whole fucking bucket of chicken. Sandman's a coming.
The Grim Reapers are coming.
Gotta finish this bucket of chicken.
Finish this fucking bucket of chicken. Sweet embrace of death is coming.
I just want my kids back.
I want my kids back.
Oh, God.
I think he got married in jail, too.
Yeah. Did he?
To a woman.
That seems like a Bundy thing to do. Bundy, when he was on trial, he like,
yeah, he, got,
he was like, "I'm going to take the stand." And then he was like, "Marry me." And she's like, "Yes."
Yeah, if you propose to someone on the stand, whatever, then it's legal.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Bundy knew what was up.
Mm-hmm. So 2016 was a big time for clowns. Remember the whole like clown scares
that were
What was up with that? Did
that was a weird thing.
Yeah, that was a weird thing.
Yeah,
dude. Yeah, it was huge too. It
Do
started
these
in South Carolina.
Not understand what country they're living in and that people can own guns.
Yeah, they're really just stupid. You see, there's so many pictures of like kids just who got the shit beaten out of them because they're wearing a clown costume, and thought it'd be funny.
Well, I would occasionally read a story about like kids going to a bus stop and they're like a clown was like running and chasing us, and like that's not cool. Like
it
like,
might have been. So it's like, have you ever heard of the Satanic Panic?
Yeah.
The 90s, these kids, it started with these kids who would say they're at a daycare and the owners would do all these satanic things, and they'd like name these like weird outlandish things that couldn't be possible. They all believed them.
Yeah.
I think it's sort of like they're doing it for attention, but it may not be. It started in South Carolina when there was a bunch of kids who claimed that a clown was trying to lure them into the woods. And like a lot of it, like a lot of the sightings in the beginning focused around these woods. And one woman said she seen clowns in the woods whispering and making strange noises. That's what she sounded like. Other kids claim clowns were flashing green laser lights from the woods. Another said she heard chains and banging on the front door, which I assume is from a clown.
Yeah.
Everyone knows clowns carry around chains.
Yeah. Well, that doesn't seem very like
it's a known fact.
Clownish to me. Like, I wouldn't like imagine a painted buffoon carrying around like chains.
Yeah.
Chains. I mean, maybe a juggalo.
They're just getting confused.
Like
with
they, do. They like chains, the fact.
Yeah, I get that they carry around a lot of chains.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just something that they
Can
like.
Can we talk about juggalos later?
And a bunch of kids told police that they had clowns. They saw clowns with large amounts of money attempting to lure them in the woods. This is all in South Greenville, South Carolina.
See, now I know those kids are lying because everyone knows clowns make a modest salary.
Yeah, they don't have enough money.
They don't have that kind of income.
Yeah,
they spend all
Not
their
every
money
clown
on
can
balloons
afford
and
to go to clown college.
Whatever else clowns have.
Get a good clown salary.
You can't all make that Ronald McDonald money.
Who do you think has the Ronald McDonald money? I was just going to say, who do you think has the most money out of all the clowns? You just said it, Ronald McDonald.
Ronald McDonald. He's a
Oh, he's like the fucking Bill Gates of clowns.
The Bill Gates of clowning.
Who's like the Steve Jobs? Who's like the number two?
Australia. And all around the world, more than 20 countries had clown sightings. And it was like a huge thing for all of 2016, really pretty much all of 2016. And they thought it was like, I remember they thought it was a promotion for It movie or whatever.
Yeah.
That would have been cool.
I guess it wasn't.
You know, it would be really a lot scarier.
But that wasn't
than
the only
clown sightings.
That wasn't the first time there was like a clown scare. There was a guy, rather three people, in the UK, Northampton, England. They're filmmakers, and one of them would just dress as a clown and just stand in random spots in town.
Yeah,
holding
the Northampton clown.
Holding a teddy.
You never heard of that? Like,
and then
Alan Moore talks about that
one. Facebook for the sightings and stuff like that, claiming he made it. So he's like, oh, I saw the clown over here, and they got like big publicity, and he got like thousands of death threats, so he stopped. He stopped doing that.
Alan Moore talks about that one.
And
can he
in 2014,
hey,
an Italian YouTuber had millions of views when he dressed as a clown and scared random people. All right, so news outlets spread the rumor that there was going to be a clown purge on Halloween Eve and Halloween.
I remember that.
Movie purge. But
wait,
it never happened.
Who spread that?
This news.
The news?
You know,
fake
the news.
News.
I remember seeing that. I remember seeing those fucking stupid rumors.
What I was trying to say before we had a little technical difficulties was, you know what's scarier than a clown standing in the street? They should have had grimaces. Like,
yeah.
That would have been so much more scary.
I think that's just your personal fear, Heather.
Nothing can kill the grimace.
People in costumes.
Nothing can kill the grimace.
Nothing can kill the grimace.
Nothing can kill the grimace. That's a known fact.
It is. It
yeah.
is. They're indestructible and they're bloodthirsty.
Yep.
Everyone knows it.
It's true. The species. Yeah.
The grimace species.
It speaks in tongues. What does the grimace sound like? I don't think I know.
Do they speak? Grimace speaks in tongues and wanders the street at night.
It is kind of fucking terrifying.
Yeah, the grimace is fucking scary.
That's why Ronald McDonald keeps it close.
Yeah.
If the diabetes don't catch you, the grimace will.
If you didn't have... If he doesn't have the grimace within, like, you know, eyesight, he's probably eating children.
Grimace had no trouble eating five children if it came between him and being a clown.
Oh, yeah. He'd fucking do it anyways.
He'd do it just for fun. Just for a laugh.
Do it to please Ronald. This pleases me, Grimace.
This pleases me.
I don't even know what the other...
This pleases your McOverlord.
Your McOverlord.
Your McLord.
Your McGod.
The McGod is happy.
He's a McGod now.
He's a McGod now.
He's a McGod now.
What are the other characters? There's the Hamburglar, and then there's the fucking duck. There's a duck. You don't see her very often.
No, she's one of the.
She's in the kitchen.
I bet
she's the forgotten member of the McDonald's crew.
Oh, I bet there is. Ben, there's porn of everything. I bet you can find some sexy it porn.
Yeah. Oh, it's on there. I've seen some.
I saw some. It was actually pretty hot. I didn't see the porn, but I saw some pictures.
Oh, spicy stuff.
Spicy.
Tell you.
I'm going to look it up.
It's on there. I bet there's some. There's apparently some very disturbing images of genitalia.
Oh, I can see that.
Really? I didn't see actual genitalia. I saw just, you know, it's a sexy it, which is going to be like a big thing this Halloween, I bet.
Mm-hmm.
I think it is too of a vague word to the Google image search. It porn is. Kind of like, is it porn? Absolutely.
You guys search Pennywise.
Pennywise porn. Yeah, well...
Family was attacked on Halloween by a group of around 20 people.
20
clowns?
They
all had clown masks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
That's a lot of clowns. That's
similar to the Purge movie, I guess.
No, did they have only one car?
No, they're all
clowns, right?
Back...
The... I've been throwing that out.
Came out of one little car, yeah. And then they attacked these another family's car.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the family was in a car. Only two men were injured, but not that bad. They're alive.
Oh.
They lived to tell the tale.
It did. They claimed that the group was armed with an array of clubs, knives, hockey sticks, and bats.
Where was it?
I don't know.
I'm going to have to send this to you.
It was somewhere, I'll tell you that much. It was in America.
Well, the hockey sticks, I was just like, was this Canada? I don't know.
Yeah, I bet these fucking, I don't know, it's probably just a bunch of kids, and like these guys are ashamed. It wasn't even 20. It was probably just like fucking five kids, and they just beat the shit out of these two guys, and they were like ashamed because their whole family was there.
Like, there's 20 of them.
There's like 20 of them, man.
There's 20 of them. And it's probably just like fucking five juggalos who beat the shit out of these guys.
Yeah.
No one was arrested.
I don't trust people who say they're afraid of clowns.
Why?
Because I think it's a bullshit fear.
Clowns?
Yeah, I think, I don't know. I don't think it's like, I don't think anyone's legitimately afraid of clowns. Like,
it is like a popular thing to say, oh, I'm scared of that. You know, it's kind of like attention seeking. I don't know.
Just come out and say you're scared of people.
Yeah.
Because that's what they are. That's who I'm afraid of.
Yeah, I just don't
afraid of
feel
people
that.
And frogs.
I guess that's the thing about phobias. It's just you're irrationally afraid of things, and there's never rational.
Yeah, I mean, I think probably is people who genuinely are afraid of clowns, but it's like not as prevalent as it seems. It's just popular thing to say you're scared of.
Yeah, I think because I mean, I guess I get it. They're kind of weird. Like if I see a clown, I'm just like, you know, you have some weird life choices, but. You know,
yeah, like who becomes a clown? Like, you've at least thought about touching a kid's balls or something. If you become a clown, I don't know. I don't think you can be a clown and not at least a little pedophilic.
Yeah, I guess. But do kids even really like clowns?
At what point did they stop?
What? I mean, they're
they
make
like
funny
they might
noises
have at one point.
Like, you know,
yeah, I don't
do
know.
Funny things. I don't know. Like.
I don't know. There's just so much shit out there. So many, you know, like who's going to be entertained by a clown?
Yeah.
Clowns aren't very entertaining either.
No, they're really not. Like,
they're not really scary. They're not
they're
really
like shitty magicians.
It depends on the clown.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. Have you ever seen a very entertaining clown?
Yeah.
I've never seen any clown in person.
I don't think I have either.
How
that
kind of
got
Tim
phased
Curry
out, I guess.
He's an entertaining clown.
Well, I haven't seen Tim Curry as a clown in person, Ben.
Yeah. I mean, you don't really have an experience.
If I saw him doing some of the stuff he was doing in that movie, you know, like not really the scary stuff, but like the goofy stuff.
Yeah.
I'd, you know, crack a smile. I'd crack a smile. Well, I don't know if it started, but the whole like clown scare was actually in 81. So this isn't even the first time there was like a huge clown panic.
81.
And it was like, it was a classic thing of a van near a school that had clowns offering candy.
Okay.
That's the old bit, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all try it once.
Do we?
And the next day, there's a similar story.
Danger.
That a clown approached them at kids at a playground. This is the children saying it, by the way.
Yeah.
And said that there was a clown, but he's only half dressed as clown from the top up. From the bottom down, he was naked.
What?
Jesus. I thought clown suits kind of came in a one piece.
yeah, that's what I thought too.
Onesie type.
It's a custom tailored job. I don't know. that's a classy move, though.
Yeah.
Gets hot sitting in that van all day.
Yeah. Jesus.
This became known as the Phantom Clowns.
The Phantom Clowns? Why?
All right, actually seems like a legit cause for a clown panic.
Yeah. The other ones were just like kind of standing.
Is he making it up or not? Because they never caught him. And
well, he was in clown makeup.
Yeah, how would they know who he is?
Yeah. They couldn't find any clowns. They actually questioned a lot of birthday clowns around the area, and they were sad about it. They didn't like
I don't
that.
Think that's the kind of thing that a professional clown
does. Yeah.
Yeah, it's true. It's probably just some guy.
Some fucking rogue.
Honestly, like, if you're a clown, why would you wear your full clown gear when committing a crime.
Honestly, like, yeah.
You know,
yeah, that's a very dumb easy way to identify yourself.
It goes back to your dumb jester origins if you do that.
You're shitty
at committing crime. Actually a jester in disguise.
Yeah. No, clown. Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
There's been a war between the jesters and the clowns.
That's the perfect, you know, clowns, all if they want to commit crimes, they just do it as a regular ordinary person.
Yeah, as a regular person. And just be like, no, I was clowning around that day. It wasn't me.
No, I was a clown that day. What did a clown say?
Did the perp have a big red nose? No, it wasn't me, man.
No, it was me, man.
You're thinking of some other white guy.
So it died down. There's a bunch of sightings, clown sightings. And claims that clowns were luring children and all kinds of stuff until the end of 81. Mm-hmm. And then it just kind of happened sporadically throughout the years. There's, you know, every like 3 years or so, there'd be like a clown panic of clown sightings. And one that happened in 2016 is just the latest.
Wow.
And I think it's the biggest one because how
widespread it is.
The internet spreads it and stuff.
Yeah.
Thanks, Facebook.
Thanks, social media. Yep.
And,
who are the people that like
it.
Mark Zuckerberg?
That's it. That's clowns.
How are you going to do a clown episode, Ben, and not even cover rodeo clowns or juggalos?
I was going to go into juggalos. I can't.
Yeah, juggalos are depressing.
Yeah.
They're really depressing.
So is blackface.
Yeah, blackface is depressing too.
Maybe to you. I bet Quentin Tarantino loves that shit.
I bet he does too.
That actually really wouldn't surprise me if he has like a poster of someone in blackface on his
like
fucking,
from a classic silent movie.
Yeah, like Orson Welles' Othello or something in his fucking study.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just like clowns. Not clowns. I just like the blackface. They act very well.
Oh my god. Your Tarantino impression's spot on.
I wanted to end it on that song. But
I'm Apple Fiction. I am Samuel L. Jackson.
Killer clowns
from out of space.
Before we wrap up, do we have any clown jokes?
I don't know. Knock knock.
Yeah, knock knock.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Hong Kong.
Who's there?
It's a clown.
It's a clown who?
It's a clown who you didn't invite over to your house.
Ah! Stephen King's It in theaters now.
Stephen King's It. Thanks for joining us.
So, what are you in for?